So open your Bibles, if you would, to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And before we read the text this morning, I want to make sure y'all understand that whenever the songs are chosen for the sanctuary service, I rarely, if ever, know what it is we're singing. And I can promise you this, people that choose the songs have no idea what it is I'm preaching. And so this morning, it's one of those coincidences that I don't believe is a coincidence. I believe God has a word to speak to our hearts this morning. And so let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity. God, I thank you for what we experienced this morning, Lord. But what I know, Lord, is this. It's only one little drop of what you want to flood into this place, Lord. Indeed, Father, it's an answer to our prayers. But Father, this morning I know you have something good for each of us, Lord, through your word. And we need your anointing upon it, Lord. And so, Father, we ask for it. Anoint us, Father, to receive this word, to hear it, to get it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Many of you are people who have multiple names. And I don't mean that, you know, you've got a lot of names that you put on your driver's license or your Social Security card. But you see, many of you go by multiple names. You can go by your given name. You can go by the name of father or mother, dad, mom, mommy, daddy. I'm getting more names as I go along. Grandpa. I'm an uncle. I'm an aunt. No, I missed that one. But y'all understand what I'm saying. I mean, we've got all kinds of names. We could perhaps have a name. I mean, I'm pastor, for heaven's sake. It's kind of weird being a pastor to your own kids, you know, because they call me dad, but they also, I have to pastor my own kids. That's weird. All of us have multiple names. I mean, we've got titles, and that brings me to our text this morning. We're going to talk about the name of God, okay? So let's read this. This is Matthew chapter 6. Let's go all the way to verse number 9. This is Jesus talking to his disciples, and this is basically what he says. And they've asked the question. They said, how should we pray? And so this is it. He said, in this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Does that sound a little familiar to you all? Okay. Well, this morning I want to talk about, and I've been putting together a message. I think it's going to be actually two messages, and I'm going to teach on the similarities between the Lord's Prayer and the 23rd Psalm. How many of y'all know that they're very, very similar, even though one's in the Old Testament, one's in the New Testament? So in the next few weeks, as the Holy Spirit leads, I'm going to be preaching on this, and so we're just going to do a little preface of it this morning, if you would. Hallowed be thy name. That's what it says. Jesus is teaching us. He's saying, guys, whenever you pray, this is what you need to be saying to God. Hallowed be thy name. And so this morning we got to understand what that hallowed means. To hallow the name of the Lord is to sanctify his name, to set his name apart. How many of you all know that you can't just call God buddy? Come on, pal. Are y'all there with me? I mean, his name is to be hallowed. It's to be sanctified. It's a very, very special name. It's a name that we give honor to. Are y'all with me? We honor the name of the Lord. So whenever we hallow his name, we honor his name. We revere his name. We recognize his name as high and holy and pure. Are y'all with me? Hallowed means to make holy. Holy be thy name. How many of y'all know that that's what the angels in heaven that are assigned to the throne room, that's what they do. They fly back and forth across the throne and they don't say, you know, loving, loving, loving is the Lord God Almighty. They say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. So this morning, whenever we speak the name of God, we have to understand it is a name to be hallowed. Holy is that name. Basically, it's saying to us that God's name is to be holy or it is holy. It's a name to be honored. We honor the name of God. We consecrate the name of God. Hallowed be thy name. So this morning you go, okay, Pastor, so what is so important about the name of the Lord? Well, it's this. How many of y'all know that a name is often synonymous with a person? I mean, how many of you all thought about naming your kid Hitler? Y'all understand? It's synonymous with a person, yes? So on the flip side of that, so let's talk about a good name for a moment. Billy Graham. I kind of hunted for this one. Billy Graham. Whenever you speak the name of Billy Graham, immediately there comes a sense of honor, a sense of appreciation. We think of a person who has stood the test of time. Folks, I'm just going to tell you something. I don't think I've ever heard anything bad about Billy Graham, ever. I've just always heard good about Billy Graham. And he served so amazingly over the decades of his life. He's reached literally millions, listen to this, millions of people with the love of Jesus Christ. He has lived his life above reproach. Billy Graham. You see, the scripture connects the name of the person with things about that person. So much of a name is the character, the attributes of that person. The name of God connects him with who he is. Are y'all with me? So in a sense, everywhere Billy Graham's name, anywhere God's name is, he's there. Maybe not physically, but see, I said Billy Graham in here, and so many of you go, oh yeah. We had a show of hands. There might be even somebody in here that you came to Jesus Christ during a Billy Graham crusade or concert or conference. You just knew him because of his name. You connected him. He's not here, but his name brings him here. The character of who he is connects to that name. No wonder the Bible says in Proverbs 22:1, it says a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. A good name. I mean, folks, I wouldn't want to have a bad name. I had a bad name whenever I was growing up. I said, little Watson kid. Broke my windshield with a rock 3 weeks back. Y'all with me? We have to have a good name connected with us. And so in Psalm 75:1, it says, we give thanks to you, O Lord. We give thanks for the wondrous works. Declare that your name is near. Come on. In a few weeks, we're going to be stopping everything that we're doing, I guess. And we're going to run outside. And we're going to put on special glasses. And we're all going to watch the eclipse from, like, I guess a great place to watch the eclipse from. And I'm going to tell you something. Whenever we do that, you guys got to understand, it's not just the moon blocking out the sun. This is something our God set in motion, man. And so whenever we see this, we're going to have to say, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. This is good, God. How many of y'all know that science didn't make that eclipse? Okay, good. Wondered. So this morning, why should we go in such depth about the name of God? Hallowed be thy name. In John 4:22 or 23 and 24, it says, but the hour is coming, and now is, whenever the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. You see, folks, this is why we want to go into depth this morning about the name of God. Hallowed be thy name. That name is to be revered. That name is to be consecrated. That name is holy. The reason that we do that is because you cannot worship in spirit and truth somebody that you don't know. Come on. You got to know him. See, he has told us to call him Abba Father. He has released that name to us, the church of Jesus Christ. He says, man, I want you to call me Abba. I want you to call me Father. They didn't get that opportunity in the Old Testament. Are y'all with me? We got it. And so he wants us to understand his names because, folks, I want to tell you something. It is so good to know who he is and the character of his name so as that it brings out worship from us. Oh, it's so good to sit on your lap, Father, and allow you to love on me. You cannot worship what you do not know. And so this morning I want us to become acquainted with God through his names. In Job 22:1 it says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace thereby. Good shall come unto thee. To truly worship God, I believe you have to have a revelation of him. The word revelation can be pulled apart in many different ways, but in the Greek, whenever you begin to pull the word revelation out, you understand that it's literally telling us that there's a veil over our eyes and you can't see, you're blinded. And revelation means that that veil is actually removed. And so all of a sudden you can see. And this morning, that's what I'm hoping will happen in so many of our lives, that we literally have a revelation. We have a moment where there's an unveiling that takes place and we go, oh, that's him. I understand now. But I believe that so often we can get this revelation through understanding the names by which God goes by. How many of y'all know that God has a lot of names? Hello. It's not just Jehovah. It's not just Jesus. Are y'all there with me? He's got a lot of names. And the reason he's got a lot of names is because he wants us to get to know him through those names. So progressively revealed himself. He did it in the Old Testament. One time after another, he told the people of the Old Testament, this is who I am, by revealing his name. So once he gave that name, he began to talk to them and say, listen, this is who I am to you. Listen to my name. This is who I am. I reveal myself to you in this name. See, until God revealed himself to them and through the name, they didn't know who he was. They didn't know that aspect of God, if you would. Listen to what it says. It says, and the Lord descended in a cloud and stood with him, proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and in truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will be by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children until the third and fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. So now Moses is hearing all of this, and all of a sudden he runs out, he bows his head towards the earth, and he begins to worship God. He worshiped the character of God. He worshiped the attributes of God that were represented by and contained in his name. So the name Jehovah. The name Jehovah has the meaning of the self-existent one, the eternal one. And it has the inference of God who reveals himself to us. And so here is this eternal God, and in the name Jehovah, he wants to reveal himself. He wants to show us how good he is. Come on, man, God is not up in heaven with a sledgehammer just waiting on us to get out of line so he can smash us like a bug. Whenever I was a kid, man, you got to understand, I was weird. Okay, it passed over into my adulthood, but I used to love to burn ants with a magnifying glass. Oh man, we had ants in New Mexico too, man. I'd sit out in a wheelbarrow because you realize that ants cannot climb a wheelbarrow. And I'd burn them. I had a really strong magnifying glass. Sometimes I think that's what we believe of the Lord, that he's just waiting on us to get out of line. So he can, I wonder if he's sitting in a wheelbarrow. No. See, folks, I think sometimes we have such a misconception of who he is. He wants to reveal himself to us. Even in the name Jehovah, he says, man, I am the eternal one, and I want to reveal myself to you. And so this morning, we're going to go over some compound names that are given to God in the Old Testament. And these names reveal the nature of the many characteristics that God is. Okay, y'all ready for this? I'm going to go through these relatively quickly. I'm not going to go to the verses in Scripture where these names are revealed to us for the first time, but I'm going to give you those scriptures just for the sake of time. Let's talk about Jehovah Sitkenu, the Lord our righteousness, revealed to us the first time in Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6. Jehovah Sitkenu, this compound name of God. You are Jehovah, the eternal God who wants to reveal yourself to us, and you reveal yourself to us in this name, Jehovah Sitkenu, the Lord our righteousness. This name reveals our acceptance by God through the sacrifice, the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ, our substitute. Folks, I want to tell you something. No matter how rich you are, no matter how famous you are, no matter how much clout you got, you cannot get your own self righteous enough to stand before Almighty God. Are y'all with me? In fact, he says our self-righteousness is as filthy rags to him. He doesn't even want to come close to it. Are y'all with me? The only way you and I can become righteous so as that we could ever stand before God is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That's it. Period. End of discussion. It's no other way. Jesus is a very narrow-minded God. He said, there is only one way to the Father, and that is through me. Period. End of discussion. And so if you and I are going to stand before the Father, we must come through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so he is the Lord, our righteousness. And folks, that is something you and I should thank him for. God, thank you for being my righteousness. Because there's no other way that I could ever stand before the God of this universe. But through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, I've not only been made righteous, but I've been made a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Woo, man. Through his righteousness being applied to my life, I'm telling you, man, I'm sitting pretty for retirement. Are y'all with me? See, because I don't plan on retiring until I get to heaven. And that's only for a few days, and then I'm going to get busy, whatever Jesus has. I'm going to go fishing for at least 3 days. Okay, 4. Oh, wait a minute. There's not going to be any days. It's going to be eternal day. I'm going to go fishing for 1 day then, and it's going to be a long one. The name Jehovah Sitkenu, it says to us that we are accepted by God through the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on the cross. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it is exciting to read this scripture as it describes the exchange that was made available to all of us. He has made him that knew no sin to become sin for us. That's an exchange. I wished upon a star whenever I was little that my mom would whip my brothers instead of me. Just one time, my older brother would step in and say, Mom, don't whoop him. He's just a little bitty punk. Go ahead and whoop me. Not one time did my brothers ever step in and take my punishment for me. Are y'all with me? In fact, it was just the opposite. They'd stand behind mom while I was getting beat, and they'd go, oh, man. Now you know why I don't talk to them? Okay. It says, he made him that knew no sin to become sin for us so we could become the righteousness of God in Christ. Jesus took our punishment. He died on the cross for us. It's Jehovah Sitkenu, Lord God, our righteous. The number two, Jehovah Mikdash, the Lord who sanctifies. That's Leviticus chapter 20, verse 8. This name reveals the ever-present, ongoing, and infilling sanctification of our lives through the Holy Spirit. How many of you all know that whenever you got saved, if you were like me, you thought, man, I'm good to go now. But how many of you, once you got saved, you found out the very next day that you weren't exactly sanctified all the way? Yeah? Still had a few warts? So you went and got some wart remover. His name was the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something. God, through his Holy Spirit, wants to continue sanctification in our lives from whenever we're born again until we step over into glory. And the Holy Spirit has been given the job. And I'm going to tell you something. In some of our lives, he's been given a big job. Hello? For that ongoing, that sanctification in our lives every day. Through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we're not only forgiven, but we are set apart for God's service. How many of you all know that the more God sanctifies us, the more that we are going to be able to accomplish for His kingdom? Come on. In Ephesians 2:10, it tells us that we were created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God has also sanctified us and makes us holy so we can have fellowship with Him. So Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord who sanctifies. Number three, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. That's Judges chapter 6, verse 24. Jehovah Shalom. The word Shalom literally means health, prosperity, happiness, favor, safety, peace. The word speaks of our wholeness, our harmony with God, our contentment, our satisfaction in this life. Let me just give it to you like this. Because of Jehovah Shalom, because God is our peace, it can be blowing up everywhere around us, and we can be centered in the midst of His peace. Come on. The Lord is my peace. Oh, whenever I was a children's pastor, one of the things that haunts kids is that they go to bed at night and, man, there's all kinds of scary things in their head. Y'all with me? All kinds of scary things. Man, whenever I was growing up, there were scary things under my bed. I had to cover my head up with the covers or a big arm was going to come out and get me from underneath the bed. But as long as I had covers, if I had a quilt and a sheet over my head, couldn't penetrate it. But I'm going to tell you, in the summertime, it gets real sweaty underneath those covers. But that's all right. I'm still here. Nothing ever got me. Come on, Jehovah Shalom, the God of our peace. The Word speaks of this wholeness, this harmony that God wants to bring into our life, this satisfaction, this contentment in our life. Kids used to be so torn at night, they'd stay up, they, Mom, I need a drink, Mom, I need to sleep in your bed, so on and so forth. And I would teach them this. Keep your mind stayed on Christ, and He will keep your mind in perfect peace. So in other words, at night, whenever it starts, that hairy arm is under the bed, you know it's there. Just start thinking about Jesus. And there ain't no hairy arm that's bigger than Jesus. Come on, man. There's nothing could have crept into your bedroom in the middle of the night that's bigger than Jesus. Come on. Nothing hiding in your closet next to your shoes that's bigger than Jesus. So just start thinking about Jesus. Just start thinking about how much He loves you and how His life has been poured out for you, and there's nothing that He would not do for you. And if you keep your mind stayed on Christ, He will keep you in perfect peace. He'll keep you in a constant state of satisfaction. There was a song a few years ago that says, I can't get no satisfaction. Come on. Some of you are looking at me like, I've never heard that song. Only Christian music for me. Do you know who you are? God wants to keep us in a state of constant satisfaction. Folks, understand this. It doesn't make any difference if you have or you have not. God can keep you satisfied no matter where you are on that spectrum. Are y'all with me? But you got to understand, He is the God of Shalom, Jehovah Shalom. He wants to reveal to us that our satisfaction is not brought to us by how much stuff we buy at Stuff Mart. Come on. Our satisfaction is based in the knowing that He is my Father. And I don't care if I have little or I have lot. I am going to step over into His presence one day and there live for eternity. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Rapha. The Lord heals. That's Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Jehovah Rapha. The Lord reveals through this name that He is our complete healer. Come on, get a hold of this. The word Rapha literally means cause to cure, to make whole, to heal, to mend, to repair. It literally is interchangeable with the word physician. Are y'all with me? He's Jehovah, the God that heals. Can I just make sure all of us know this? God never intended for a minute for any human being to ever be sick. Come on. Whenever Adam and Eve were created, put in the garden, Adam didn't walk around saying, man, I wish we didn't have so many plants. I'm allergic to them. He wasn't popping Allegra pills and going to the doctor and saying, man, give me allergy shots to figure out what I'm... He could pet cats and then lick his hand and it wouldn't hurt him. I don't know if you'd want to or not, but I'm just telling you, there was no sickness whenever God created man and woman. It came as a result of sin from the human being. Are y'all there? The curse brought it to each and every one of us are susceptible to all kinds of sicknesses. But understand this, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord heals, and he heals completely. I've been praying for my wife now for 22 years almost. Come November. And you go, well, Pastor, seems like it's just not going to happen. But see, this is the thing. His name is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. And some things take a little longer than others. I'm listening, man, folks. Elephants, I think the gestation period in them is almost 2 years. I wouldn't want an elephant getting born in 22 days like it takes rabbits. Come on. I'm going to tell you something, ladies. You wouldn't want your baby born in 22 days like it takes rabbits. It takes a while to prepare for what it is that's fixing to envelop your life. God gives us 9 months, and that's 9 months to think about it. Oh my goodness, life is going to never be the same, and it is never going to be the same. If it happened in 21 days, you wouldn't be ready for it. Are y'all with me? Sometimes God just takes more time than others, but nevertheless, God is our healer, the Lord that heals, Jehovah Rapha. The next one is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. That's Exodus chapter 17, verse 15. The name reveals to us the fact that the Lord is our victory in every situation. Now, this is the way it was in the Old Testament. Whenever an army would go out into war, the musicians would always go out in the front. And I figured this, the musicians were the ones that were the lousy fighters. Here, you play the saxophone. But in front of the musicians, there was a group of folks that carried banners. Are y'all with me? They carried banners. They were the very front of the military excursion. They were out there in front of the musicians. And these banners would basically state, okay, y'all, go with me on this. Some of y'all are just going, oh, I just cannot believe he said that. He's our pastor. Oh. These banners would basically say this. My king is fixing to kick your king's hindarukas. That's what it was. It was a saying, hey, my king's bigger than your king. Banners. The Lord, my banner. Come on now. We've got a banner of our king who is, by the way, the King of Kings. He is the great I Am. He is the forever, ever-present God who is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we can ask or think. My king can whip any king alive. Come on. And he's my banner. We go into a situation where we need a victory. Pull out that banner. My God is going to give me victory because he is my God. Hallelujah. Jesus is our banner. Jesus is our victory. The name of Jesus is more powerful than any other name on the planet. Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that, man, he is the King. He is the Lord. Hallelujah. That's my banner. I don't know what you got on your banner. Kids brought this banner back from camp. They told me they finished, what, 15th? Okay, 12th. All right, 10th. All right, we'll move you up a couple of bars. But you got to understand this, whenever you have the banner of Jesus Christ going before you, there is no way you will ever finish any other place but first. Are y'all with me? Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord's provision shall be seen. That's Genesis chapter 22, verse number 14. Jehovah Jireh, man, we've written songs about Jehovah Jireh. This name reveals the Lord as our provider in every situation. Every situation, the Lord is our provider. Come on. We just think, well, you know, there's going to be money to buy groceries. I want to tell you something. The Lord wants to provide for you way more than just buying groceries. Come on. He wants to take care of every one of your needs. Man, I talked about a woman's a prayer request many, many years ago as she was just getting to understand the Lord and understand His want to provide for us. She was just living penniless almost, and she prayed. She said, Lord, I want 12 dish rags, a dozen dish rags. She didn't have the money to go down and buy them. A couple of days later, somebody knocks at her door and says, I kind of feel embarrassed about this, but I just felt like the Lord told me to go out and buy you a dozen dish rags. And she gave them to him. The Lord wants to provide. I shared with the men yesterday, it's so often that I trust myself many times more often than I trust God. Folks, I want to tell you something. Well, I can buy my own dish rags, Pastor. That's not the point. He wants to do it for you. Come on, he wants to provide. That's the daddy in him. I mean, Caleb, he's saving up all of his money. He wants a new vehicle one of these days. And, you know, he's working and he's got money in his pocket and it's just burning a hole in it. So he's wanting to, you know, do this and that. And I said, listen, man, I want you to save that money. I'll pay for that for you. Y'all with me? I'll pay for that. Because I want you to put your money aside. That's the heart of a father. That's what a father does. A father doesn't go, ah, finally he's earning his keep. Spending his money. Why don't you buy me one of them too? Come on. That's not the way a dad does. God wants to provide for us, but so often we don't give him the opportunity. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord's provision shall be seen in my life. He provides. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. Can't find it any better stated than in the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. This name reveals the Lord is our shepherd and the fact that He has promised to lead us. He has promised to guide us through our lives. Let me just tell you folks something. You and I are very nearsighted whenever it comes to our future. Amen? I've got lunch in the oven right now. In fact, let's see. Yeah, the oven's been running for about 30 minutes. It's going to be good. It's not Mexican food, but it's okay. I'm not real sure, though, completely 100% sure, I'm ever going to make it home to eat it. Because I just simply don't know the future. Hey, one of you may come up and say, hey, listen, that you got in the oven, no big deal. I've got ribeye steaks that weigh 26 ounces. Will you come to my house and eat? I go, done deal. Are y'all there? I mean, hey, I may be getting in my car out here and I don't know, one of the kids that doesn't like me jumps on my back and knocks me out. I'm out in the parking lot for 4 hours. I never make it home for... Are y'all seeing? Sometimes we are very nearsighted whenever it comes to our future. But let me tell you something. God is not. He sees the beginning and He sees it all the way to the end. And I'm telling you, we need His guidance. We need Him to lead our lives. He is God Rohi, my shepherd that leads my life through this journey that I walk on. In Psalms 37:23, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way. The next one is Jehovah Shema. The Lord is there. That's Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 35. Jehovah Shema is a name And it's a promise of God dwelling in our midst. Because we're his people. How many of y'all know that it is good whenever the presence of God comes into place? It is good. I wish you could, like, it's kind of like manna, though. You got to just get it whenever it's getting there. Can't store it for tomorrow. You just got to get it. But I love the presence of God. And Jehovah Shammah says this. He says that it is a promise that he will be there. His presence will be there through the power and the life of the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 8:3-16, it says, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" This morning, I got to tell you, there are a whole lot more names of God. And I'd like to have unlimited time where I could teach you these names of God. But folks, understand this. To sum up where we are this morning is this. The fullest expression of all that God is, the fullest expression of all that God is, way back in the Old Testament, all the way to us here in 2017, all of who God is was manifest through the person of Jesus Christ. Because this is what Jesus said. He said, "If you've seen me, you have seen the Father." Whew. Y'all don't have to get excited, but man, I'm just thinking about this, man. All of who God is, through the person of Jesus Christ, he has been revealed to us. Man, I wish I could sing, you know. But that name, you know, Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. It's all of who God is. All is in the person of Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 9, it says, "For unto you is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and the increase of his government and peace there will be no end unto upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, the order and establish it with judgment and justice from this time forward and forever. And then the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." In Luke chapter 1, verse 33, it says, "And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the houses of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end.'" Yeshua. The Hebrew word for Jesus is Yeshua. He is the name that is above every name. So this morning, you know, my prayer is that you get to know this God through his names. You allow him to reveal who he is through his names to you. Jehovah Sitkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord who sanctifies us. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is our peace. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. Or Jehovah Shema, the Lord that is there in the midst of my life. Hallowed be that name. Come on. Hallowed be that name. The Lord who provides. The Lord who heals. the Lord that brings peace to our life, contentment to our life. I'm going to ask Corey, are you going to come and play for me this morning? You got it there? Go ahead, start it. Folks, this morning as I conclude this message, and I've skipped through it, I've left some things out, but understand this. I really believe through the power of the Spirit of God that works in each one of us, He's trying to speak to us. And He's trying to get hold of what He is. Let me just say this, church. He is a good God. He's good. We have so blown it sometimes in the way we think. We say, well, God won't do this for me because I haven't been as good as I could be. Folks, that is the story of every person that has ever walked this planet outside of Jesus Christ. Nobody has been as good as they could have been. Come on. Some of you perhaps are better than others, but folks, the bottom line is every one of us are sinners on our way to hell outside of Jesus Christ intervening with His blood. So this morning we say, God, You can't do anything for me. You can't become my righteous. You can't be the Lord who sanctifies me. You can't be the Lord of my health, my health, the Lord of my peace, the Lord of my banner. Lord, You can't provide for me because I just haven't been the person You needed me to be. Now understand this. He wants you to be that person. He's not giving you a pass. But He's saying to you, I'm good to you regardless of where you stand. Folks, He healed the leper before they ever recognized Him as Lord. Come on. Every one of us in this room that are born again, He came after us while we were still sinners. Come on, folks. I had no inkling in my brain whatsoever that I would ever follow Jesus Christ as Lord. Had no inkling, and God came after me. Come on. He laid down everything He had in heaven and He came after me. He brought salvation to my life. The biggest event that could ever take place in the life of a human being. He brought salvation. While I was yet a sinner, Christ Jesus died for me. And so this morning we sit in our pews sometimes and we go, man, he just won't do it for me. Folks, let me tell you something about God. He's just good. He's just good. And I'm not painting a picture of some Santa Claus in the sky. I'm just telling you that He wants to be good to you. He wants you to trust in His name. He wants to bring righteousness to your life. He wants to bring sanctification to your life. He wants you to walk with Him so as that He makes you into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ, all the days of your life. And I tell you, folks, we live in a place where peace can be a long ways off. Farther than it is from here to Otto, peace can be from you. But God wants to bring peace to your home. God wants to bring peace to your mind. He wants to bring peace to your marriage. Come on. He wants to bring peace to churches. He wants to bring peace to the nations. In fact, one of these days, this world will be in perfect peace. He wants to heal your body. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. If it wasn't enough for Him to give that to us in the Old Testament, He brought it forward into the New Testament. And through His Son, Jesus Christ, you see, Jesus was bent on going to the cross. He was going in obedience to His Father to give His life for man's sin. But along the way, there came a point where they tied Him to a whipping post and they took a cat of nine tails and they brutally ripped the flesh off of His back. One lash after another, they tore His back to ribbons. Flesh and blood were scattered out all over the place. And God the Father allowed His Son to be whipped for one reason and one reason only. Because the Word says, by His stripes, we are healed. Jesus, at that moment in time, literally took the infirmities of the world into His body through those lashes. But you go, well, I don't know. It's a big step. I got something bad. Well, if you have something good, you probably shouldn't be prayed for about it. Everything's bad. for heaven's sake. If it's bronchitis, a broken rib, a hurt foot, I'm limping around up here this morning because I'm a goof. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Well, I've got some chronic disease. It's plagued me since I was a kid. Listen to his name. Jehovah, the eternal God of this universe, wants to reveal to you that he is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. That's his nature. That's his characteristics. That's who he is. You're going through something difficult, he needs to be your banner. Put it out there. My boss wants to fire me with everything that's in him, but I'm standing for righteousness' sake, and Lord, I'm taking you into this battle with me. Come on. I'm holding up this banner right here. And the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ, nothing stands in its way. Some of us in this room need his provision. The Lord God shall supply, Jehovah Jireh. He's my shepherd. He's the God that's always there. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray over this word. Simply put, Lord, we need to know you through the power of this word, Lord. Through the power of this word, Father God. You are all of these things, Lord. And they've all been given us, Father God, through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the embodiment of all that you are, Lord God. He is the Lord God, our righteousness. He is the Lord that sanctifies us. He is the Lord, our peace. Jesus is the Lord who heals us, and Jesus is the Lord, my banner. He's my provider. He's my shepherd. He is always there. And this morning, Lord, I know that I'm not alone, Lord. I need you. I need the manifestation, Father God, of these names in my own life, Lord. I need you. And so, Father, this morning, I want to meet you. I want you to be what you have promised to be in my life through the revelation of who you are through these names. I'm going to go very carefully through this list. But I really believe that there are those in this room that you need God to be your righteousness. You see, right now you are lost and you know it. You're living a life that is outside of the blessing of God. You're living a life and you know that you're not right with Him. In fact, it's easily put, if you died today, you know that you would not go to heaven. Because there are things that you have said, there are things that you have done, and you know you're not right with Him. This morning you need to come to this altar and you need to get right with God. You need to say, "Forgive me, Jesus, for the many things that I have done, and I trust you for my salvation. I trust you for my righteousness." There are some of you in this room, but you are hanging on to secret sin. You got your fingers in things you know that you know that you know you shouldn't have them in. And you need to allow the Lord to be your God that sanctifies you. That takes away that temper, that breaks that lying tongue. There are some of you in this room that you need peace beyond anything you can imagine. You just need peace. You need peace from situations and scenarios in your life, in your family, in your finance. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Some of you are struggling with sickness. He needs to be the Lord that heals. Jehovah Rapha. Some of you are in the midst of difficult situations and you need him to be your banner. You need him to be your shepherd. You need to know that he is there in your life. So this morning I'm going to ask the prayer team if you'll go ahead and come. And I'm going to ask those of you that need somebody to pray with you to just get out of your seats right now. Don't hold back. Just come forward and say, "Will you pray for me? I need the Lord to be my peace. I need the Lord to heal me. Jehovah Rapha, I need the Lord to heal me." Prayer team is here at the front. Folks, just begin to make your way out of the altars and just, out of your seats and come to the altars. Come to the altar and allow Him to be God who heals, God that is peace, God that is your banner, God that is your provision, God that brings righteousness to your life, God that sanctifies you. Let God be your shepherd and lead your life. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. Come on, church. Don't sit in your pews. Just go ahead and come. This is just prayer time at Trinity. Everybody here loves you. Don't be embarrassed. Don't hold back. Father, we pray for those that are at this altar, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you reveal yourself to them in an amazing way, Lord. Your name, Father God, your name, Jehovah God, hallowed be that name. We reference it, Lord God, because, Father, it is true in our life. You bring us sanctification. You bring us righteousness. Lord God, you bring us peace and healing. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are always there. You are the God that never leaves us nor forsakes us, Lord God. You are always present in our life, Lord God. Thank you for leading and guiding us, Lord God, even as individuals and families, Lord God. But Father, thank you for guiding this ministry. You are our shepherd, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your provision. I pray provision into the lives of those that are in this room that need it, Lord God. There are those that need jobs, and I pray, Father, you open the doors. There are those, Father God, that have bills that are unpaid, Lord. In Jesus' name, open the door, Father God. Pour out blessing upon them, Father, that they can't contain. Thank you for it, Father. We, in Jesus' name, just put this in your hands, Father. We thank you that you are an amazing God. We bless you, Father, and ask you to go with us, Father. Be with us the rest of this week in an amazing way, Lord God. Speak to our hearts. Help us to be ever sensitive, Lord God, of what it is your Spirit is saying to us, Lord. Help us to be instruments in your hands, Lord God, that further the kingdom, Lord, to bring glory to the kingdom of God. We ask it, Father God, believe for it. And we dismiss from this place, Lord God, but not from your presence. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.